Before we hop into today's episode, a quick word from our sponsor. Get yourself out of the weeds. Operations, multiple systems, all just to deliver your product or service, are probably just cutting into your margin, not to mention your time. Plus, with expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing rising, everything costs more these days. So you can reduce your costs and headaches by just graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. You can reduce your IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, and you can access it from anywhere. Cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Go from many to just one. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have made the move. NetSuite is a proven way to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. And to me, that's a pretty smart move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI, netsuite.com/SPI. That's netsuite.com/SPI. And real quick, let's thank our sponsor, Memberful. If you're ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about, as a membership expert, Memberful is here to help you navigate the ins and outs of launching a successful membership business. Memberful is best-in-class membership software used by some of the most prominent independent publishers and creators on the web. With Memberful, you can unlock untapped revenue streams and build sustainable recurring revenue while growing a deeper connection with your audience. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website, all while integrating your existing tools so you don't need to change your workflow. Plus, you always have access to their top-notch, real human customer service team excited to share the ins and outs of running a successful membership business. So get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, memberful.com/SPI. Check it out. Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. This is a Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 89.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, an Irish name with an ambiguous face, Pat Flynn.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them, thanks to Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data. Plus, their matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You can ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employees agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love how simple Indeed is, and it manages everything. Again, all in one place, from the screenings to the messagings, interviewing. You can do it all from Indeed, which makes it super easy to hire the right person that you need. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/smartpassive. Just go to Indeed.com/smartpassive right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/smartpassive. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, and that's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is a top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now you can get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/SPI. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get started. They have a built-in feature to collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor. You can invite them to your account at no extra cost, and they'll get their own login info and joint view of all your finances. And they're obsessed with improving, too. They release updates every 2 weeks and allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on feature requests, and view the product roadmap, which is awesome, especially from my perspective as an entrepreneur. So after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of the show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/SPI. That's monarchmoney.com/SPI for your extended 30-day free trial. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to Session 89 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Super stoked today because we have Gary Vaynerchuk on the show with us today, the Gary Vaynerchuk. He's the author of Crush It, a book that really influenced me when I first started doing business online back in 2008. You know, Crush It and also Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek were like, you know, like the 1-2 combo for me. But Gary just came out recently with a new book called Jab, 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 Right Hook, which is all about how to tell your story in a noisy social world. And I actually got a copy of this book quite early, and I skimmed through it. I only skimmed through it because I don't like to read books all the way through before interviewing the author, because I like to be able to, you know, put myself in the shoes of those who are listening and ask sort of legit questions. And, you know, you'll hear the interview in just a second, but I'll tell you, I mean, after Gary and I did this interview that night, I read all the way through, and then I read through it again. It's seriously one of the best books on social media I've ever read so far. I love it because it's very strategic and tactical. And most of all, it shows examples of companies, a lot of companies we've all heard of before, and what some of them are doing right on social media and what a lot of them are also doing wrong with actual pictures of their posts on social media. It's great. And you'll hear some of those examples in the interview today. Now, I only had a short period of time to interview Gary. He's probably the busiest man in the world right now with the launch of his book, but I asked him a lot of questions that came directly from you. I announced a while back that I was going to be interviewing Gary for the podcast on Facebook and Twitter, and I got a lot of people suggesting questions that I asked him or to ask him. And by far, the number one question you wanted to hear the answer to was, Gary, where do you get your energy? Where do you get your inspiration? So that's actually one of the first questions I asked him. And then I was really interested in also what he struggles with. And he had some really good answers for that as well. Really interesting to get to know Gary a little bit deeper here. It was so awesome to interview Gary, and I really hope you enjoy the content here. You'll hear a lot of things actually that he points out that I was doing wrong or I could have done better straight from the mouth of Gary Vee, which is really cool. And lastly, I just have to say, you know, I know a lot of you have seen Gary on stage before on YouTube and have heard him before. More often than not, he typically has sort of a potty mouth, right? And you know, that's his choice. But, you know, so I was expecting to spend a little bit of time editing out some of those words on the show, which I've done before because I like to keep it clean. There's a lot of kids who listen to the show. But no, Gary kept it completely clean. I don't know if he had listened to the show before or maybe has someone on his team who works for him who told him about my show and the audience I have, but no idea. But he was completely respectful in that way, and I really, really appreciated that from him. A complete, total stand-up guy for sure. Now, here it is, my interview with Gary Vaynerchuk talking about his energy, his passion, struggles, strategies for social media, and of course, his new book, Jab, 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 Right Hook, and exactly why it's titled that. And also, before I forget, if you're listening to this in and around the time that this podcast actually comes out, which is late November of 2013, make sure you check out how you can win one of 50 copies that I'm giving away to you, $50,500. And, you know, this is money out of my own pocket to pay for these copies, not only to help Gary, because he's done so much for me already, but to help you too. And because I know this book is great, I've read it through it twice already, like I said, and I know it can help some of you too. Now, you're going to have to listen all the way through to understand what you have to do in order to have a chance to win. Gary and I talk about that together and actually come up with a way for you to enter. So here we go. The interview with Gary Vaynerchuk here on the Smart Passive Income Podcast. I hope you enjoy this. Hey, what's up, Gary? Thank you so much for coming on the SPI podcast and joining us today. How are you?
I'm good, Pat. Thanks so much for having me, brother.
Hey, thanks for coming on. You know, you've inspired hundreds of thousands of people and businesses, including me. And of course, I want to thank you for that. I do everything I can to share Crush It with everybody. I sort of see it as like required reading when doing online business, personal branding for any business, really. But I have to ask you, where do you get your energy, man? Like, what's inspiring you to do what you do?
That's a good question. I really want to give you real answers. DNA that's ambitious, right? Just you're born with ambition, I guess, at some level. I have heavy self-awareness, meaning I'm very driven by gratitude. You know, I was born in the Soviet Union, Pat, you know? And like for me to like be able to leave Russia during the Cold War and get to the United States where hustle and capitalism and all these things are rewarded, I literally went from the structure that is most non-rewarding of people's ambition and skills and all that to the country and the part of the world that most recognizes it. And so great parents, you know, health for the most part of my family. And so I'm very driven by gratitude. You know, in some weird way, I'm a funny contradiction. I think very long term, but I have some sense of like being thankful for what I've got on a daily basis. And that is my driving force.
Nice. Love it. Now, you talk a lot about ambition, like you said. There's a lot of people out there, I know in this audience, who try really hard and then they get bogged down or they're just not seeing results right away. What's something you could tell them to just, you know, I mean, I might know what the answer is, but to get off their butts and get stuff going and get stuff changing in their life?
You know, it takes a lot of, there's so many different barriers. I mean, it's patience, right? Like, patience really matters. And work ethic and all those things. But, you know, you've got to trust your gut. There's no perfect formula. There's many ways to kind of skin it, you know? And so I get worried to be like, all right, here's what you need to do. Like, if you don't see results after 6 months, bail. Or right. If you don't feel great about it, bail. Or, you know, this, or do this, or you won't know. It's really hard to be in a position where you're giving advice when you know that every individual is so differently. But it's some sort of magical kind of mix of looking at analytics / results, right? Like, how is it actually doing? Are you making money? Do you feel like there's any progress? But at the same token, having obnoxious patience, right? Like if I decided what I was going to do with VaynerMedia after 6 or 12 months, you know, we would have shut it down. I was putting in a lot of time and I wasn't getting as much financial return. I could go speak one time and make more money. So, you know, 18 months ago on paper for the ROI of my time compared to how much I was bringing in, I would have made the right decision. 2 years later, it would have been a ridiculously stupid decision. We're up to 300 employees. You know, we're well on our way to being a 9-figure business, let alone an 8-figure business. And so, you know, it's a balancing act, Pat. I mean, if I could wish anybody anything, it would have opposite and opposing views pulling from each direction to create balance in their business.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I love how human you are about everything. One thing I want to ask you before we get into your book, which I love, is, you know, what are some of the struggles along the way that you've had? You know, we see you on the outside, you're incredibly successful, incredibly energetic, and you get on stage and you just always deliver for us, but we don't see what's happening behind the scenes. Can you give us an idea of maybe some of the things you struggle with, either on a day-to-day basis?
You know, and it's funny, I've been trying to think about like getting more of that out there because I don't want to put up a facade. The truth though is, the real truth is every day sucks, right? Like every day there's a struggle, but I'm like almost incapable of not realizing that that's just part of the game. And it doesn't really affect me so deep. I mean, every day there's 20 employees that are upset and that crushes me, or 6 clients, or we didn't sell enough wine, or my book's got a problem, it's delayed, or this conference that booked me canceled and I passed on something else and now I don't have either, or, you know, I'm not spending enough time with my kids, I'm missing them, or I missed a flight. And like, you know, I'm just not worried about it. Meaning
It's the cost of entry. It's a casualty of the war. It is the reality of the situation. And so, you know, I feel like there's enough people talking about problems and being cynical and worried about the negatives. I don't live my life that way. I'm definitely not going to live my public life that way. You know, if anybody thinks everything's so perfect, they're massively naive. There's always stuff to be worried about and concerned about, and there's plenty of headaches. I just accept them for being part of the equation.
Yeah. No, thank you for that. I mean, I know when I talk to people and I tell them about the struggles, it really makes a connection, and I appreciate you doing that. One thing I had a question on, I mean, you have a family and you're so busy with business. Is that a struggle for you too? Like balancing family life and work life and that whole thing?
Work life balance is the only thing I truly worry about. You know, everything else has been fairly easy for me in life. And like, I'm an easygoing guy and I'm a good businessman. And so money and like personality has been there for me. Work-life balance, you know, my ambition, my workaholic aspects versus my enormous love for my family is the battle I fight every day. And, you know, I'm getting better and better. I'm winning in the extremes. I'm working Monday through Friday harder than ever, but I'm checked out and with my family on the weekend / taking more vacation time than I ever have before. And those extremes are working for me.
Nice. Now let's get to your book. Gary, I love the boxing analogy you use in Jab, 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 Right Hook, because, you know, no matter what level you're at, when you're doing business and using social media, it almost just feels like you're entering the ring, right? Which can, it's a scary thing. You don't know what's going to happen. You could get beat up, but it's an adrenaline rush too. And then on the outside, as a spectator watching the fights, you know, you don't really understand or know how much strategy or planning is actually involved in one of these matches. You just see two people just sort of throwing fists at each other.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what Jab, 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 Right Hook's all about? What's the premise behind it? How will it benefit all of us?
You've got it nailed, which is, you know, people look at boxing and they think it's just dudes or ladies swinging at each other. But the truth is, most people that really understand the sport refer to it closer to chess than anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, boxing's, you know, slang term is the sweet science, right?
Right.
So you're talking about the sweet science. I mean, we're really talking about something quite interesting. A lot of people want to realize that, but there's enormous strategy. And so social media, same thing. I think people just think that people are throwing things out there randomly, trying to figure out what works. Meanwhile, the premise of give, 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 and then ask has been over-delivering on social networks. Like the premise of giving good content, giving good content, giving good content, and then asking for something in return works. I mean, look at this podcast, right, Pat? This podcast has given you a lot of value in the world because you've brought value to people first, and it's positioned you to ask for business, whatever that may be and whatever you do in the future. Same with me. I continue to try to over-deliver on putting out good content and engagement, which then makes me feel very comfortable to tweet, buy my book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're being a great supporter of this new book. Why? Because I put out something worth your time and matter to you. And the free keynotes, the endless amount of content that I put out, has brought you enough value. And then at some level, and I'm not joking, you start guilting people into doing business with you / making them feel like they should. And so the premise is how I see in this very noisy world where everybody's putting out content, how do you actually break through? And my belief is that you give great value, whatever that may be. You do it as often as you can afford to. But at the same token, something that people struggle with that really understand social networks, you actually clearly ask for the business. It's mm-hmm. okay to post on Facebook or Twitter, like, buy my book or buy my wine. And I think the clearer and more honest and authentic you are with giving value and with asking for the business, the bigger results you get. And so I created a utility in this book of making people strategically smarter by breaking down, you know, 80 plus pieces of content to show people how this is actually happening.
Yeah, it's so good. Like for those of you out there, and Gary and I are going to talk about a giveaway really quick. I have 50 books to give away to you at the end of the show, so make sure you keep listening through. And Gary and I are going to talk about how we do that. But the book itself is just fantastic. I mean, it just looks great. I mean, it feels great. It almost feels like a yearbook in the way it looks and its size and just the examples you give of what's working and what's not in social media right now across all the platforms. It's just beautiful. So kudos to you and your whole team for delivering a really really high quality book.
So you obviously read Crush It. Did you read Thank You Economy or no?
I did not.
Okay, so tell me this. You know, like, I'm kind of excited. I'm sorry, everybody, for flipping the interview.
No, it's all good.
There's not a lot of people out there that have actually now read or touched. Now, did you read Jab, 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 Right Hook?
Yeah,
skim through it?
I skimmed through it. Yeah, I don't like to go all the way through a book before doing an interview because it kind of, you know.
Got it. Like, did you find it, as somebody who knows kind of what's going on out there, did you, like, I kind of wrote this book for people that were really at social media 201 level. This isn't a 101 level. This was going deeper on the individual pieces of content to really teach people what was going on. Did you feel, even in your skimming and knowing how far along you are, you know, I know how far along me and VaynerMedia are. Did you feel any kind of stuff that was like, huh, I see. Like, I wanted this to be kind of like a utility, a reference guide. Did you, and you don't have to say yes, and I don't want you to say yes, because maybe you didn't feel that way, and maybe you haven't gotten deep into it. But did you take that away from it in any way?
Well, you know, Gary, I'm always honest with everybody that's on the show and my audiences too, and I can honestly say that, yes, I've learned, even just in the skimming through this book, quite a bit, actually, a lot of things that I weren't doing correctly, or maybe doing a little bit correctly, but things I could have done to the next level. And it's also nice to see you sort of break down companies that are huge, who are also doing it wrong. And that made me feel better. Like, ha, I know a little bit more than this company does.
Well, that was really strategic, right? So I'm glad you said that. And I think your audience knows you guys, but just so everybody knows, like, my company right now is widely considered by the people that really vet all this stuff. Like, we really know what we're doing. And that's, I put out the secret sauce in the book. And so I fully expect everybody to, like, literally everybody to look through it and be like, huh, I didn't think about that when I did my Pinterest pins, or I never thought about that from a Facebook standpoint, even though I know all this stuff. I'm very confident. I have enormous bravado. Crush It and Thank You Economy were philosophical, intelligent books. Crush It was a little more how-to than Thank You Economy. Mm-hmm. This is like the ultimate how-to. Like, this goes into textbook-type detail. And, like, my heart just smiled when you said that, because I'm like, I get it. Like, this, like, again, if you're a newbie, you're going to become, your face is going to be ripped off. But if you're like a 101, 201 expertish kind of person, I wrote this book with a lot of fire in my stomach. I wrote this book to remind everybody, hey, man, I'm the guy. Like, I know stuff deeper. I've been doing this every day. Like, I've been, Pat, you know, I've been head down for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
I haven't done that much. I haven't been that public. I've been building a company. And, like, all the learnings from that company and all the work we're doing, I've taught people. But at the same token, I didn't want to come across like a jerk and be like, I know everything, you know nothing. And by showing big companies doing things wrong, it really helps make everybody feel comfortable to know that this is still early and there's still a lot to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, thank you for doing that. And I'm just looking at some stuff right here that I could implement that I don't know yet. Like, you mentioned 100 times, you know, put your logo on your picture when you post it on Facebook. Like, why wouldn't you do that, right? And I don't know, just to hear it from
Don't forget, Pat, when people are looking on their Facebook stream, they're going very quickly. And, you know, you just putting a link to your latest download is not good. I think what you should do is, after we're done with this interview, you decide what was the best quote that I had, right? And then turn it into a little quote card with maybe my face and your logo with my quote. And that's the picture. And then there's a link in the body. And I guarantee you're going to get more people to download this podcast or listen to it than a normal post where you would just put the URL from the iTunes link. Listen, I make these mistakes too, because we don't have unlimited time. But this is a very scientific book that is going to make people get bigger business results from social media.
Yeah, and that's the type of stuff my audience loves. They love the step-by-step and the strategic things, and to see it actually here. And you actually taking tweets and Facebook messages from companies and then turning it around and doing it your way, or not exactly your way, but the way it should be done, is just like, you know, boom, eye-opening. And now,
and you know what? You made a good point there, and I wanted everybody to hear this. I think you said it right the first time, my way. This is my one man, one humble man, not so humble at times, one humble man's point of view, right? Like, this is how I see it. This is what I've analytically seen works. And there's other ways to do it. And creative is subjective. But this is definitely what I've seen over 100 brands that we manage, millions, you know, billions of fans at some level now, with the hundreds of millions of fans that all these brands have. And so, yeah, I mean, I feel really, you know, it's really good to, like, I'm getting excited about the validation. I really thought, I wanted to, look, you read and push Crush It. You didn't even read Thank You Economy. I wanted to get back to that guy that brought people a ton of value. I think I wrote Thank You Economy to remind professors and philosophers how smart I was. And that's fine. And I needed that at that point, because I didn't want to just be a talking head or somebody that was loud and excited. But this book I wrote for the people. This book I wrote for people to be better.
Cool. Now let's dive into a little bit of the book. So, you know, personal brands especially, you know, there's two spectrums. There's sharing what we had for lunch versus straight up selling something and being aggressive. Like, where is the happy medium in there?
The happy medium is going all in on both. What I shared for lunch, that's a jab. That's me not trying to sell you my ebook or my regular book or my wine or my premium podcast or my course or my event or, you know, and so own it, right? You know, and so one could be very lightweight, like what did you eat for lunch? The next one could be, you know, an infographic or a quote from like something that will bring people value. The third one might be something that is sharing a piece of content from somebody else that's great, that you think is worth seeing. And then the fourth one could be buy my book. And so it's finding that right rhythm of jabs and right hooks that really matters.
Now, is it purposely three jabs and a right hook? Like, is that the sort of quote formula, like three, you know, non-selling posts and then one selling post? Or is it just the idea of, you know, give, and then boom?
So to me, what's going on there is, oh, there was only so many jabs I could have really fit on the cover, right? So the true answer, Pat, is that it's the health of your product and the health of your community should dictate your jabs and right hooks. So for the 50%, and it's that high, of people listening right now that have basically used social media as distribution to offers, basically right-hooking all the time, mm-hmm. I would highly recommend going on a very aggressive jab fest, right?
Yeah.
And if I wrote a great book this time, I could do more right hooks than jabs. If it was average, I'd want to do more jabs. And so Apple, at the height of Apple's products, when there was no second close product, they could have right hooked every single time. BP, when they spilled all that oil in the Gulf of Mexico, I would recommend jabbing every single time. No time to like try to sell something, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, Pat, listen, I'm jabbing the entire year when I don't have a book coming out. I mean, when I don't have a book in 2012, I basically threw 100,000 jabs. I barely asked, I didn't try to sell anything, right?
Yeah.
So, but now I'm throwing plenty of right hooks because I have books to sell. And so there is no magic formula. The formula is reverse engineered based on how healthy your community and your product is. And it's a living and breathing variable, right? Right now you can throw a lot of right hooks. You're a little less popular in 6 months. Maybe you need to throw more jabs. And so it's just a constant game that way.
Yeah, I mean, I love that on the macro level and also on the micro level. I mean, recently, Gary, I've been pushing people to vote for this podcast, for the Top Business Podcast Award. And for some reason, they were like, okay, you can vote every day for 14 days. And I was like, oh man, I don't want to keep right hooking everybody. So what am I going to do? Well, I created a video that I posted on Facebook of just me and my family on the iPhone, wherever I was during that day. And I just brought people into my lives. I became human, basically. And at the end, I was like, hey, if you guys want to go and vote for the Smart Passive Income Podcast, go and do that. And people were like, dude, this is so, like, I've never seen Facebook use this way. Like, it's so nice to look inside of your life and see your family and what you're doing. Of course, I'm going to vote for you. I have it on the calendar to do it every day now. So on the micro level, that's sort of the same thing. And, you know, I was sort of jabbing there. And I've been, you know, like you, I've been jabbing for years now. And recently I came out with a book and it got to number one on Amazon, exactly like you. So I highly recommend everybody check out this book because it tells you exactly how you should be approaching actually being a person and selling something instead of a company, you know, being real.
And the real thing here is to get all those jabs and right hooks to land harder, right? Like, what I love about this book for me is, okay, I could have wrote jab, right hook the way I wrote Thank You Economy, which is talked about the philosophy, right? Mm-hmm. That's not what this book is. This book is literally showing you in detail, like, Pat, what if you posted that video at a different time? And what if you posted that video with different copy on Facebook? And how could have you done that on Twitter by leveraging one of the trending topics and hashtags? Mm. Like, every one of those right hooks that you threw, even though it was a great right hook, they could have been better if you analytically understood how Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram work. And that's what I did in this book.
Nice. Sweet. Now, you talk about communication all the time, obviously, ever since the beginning, Crusha, you know, communication is key. But here, you talk about how context matters more than ever. Can you talk us a little bit through what that exactly means? Why is context so important?
Everybody who's listening here wants to use the same picture on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, and Tumblr, and Instagram, because it saves time. What they don't realize, and what most people don't realize in the world, is that when somebody's on Facebook, they're thinking differently and their psychology is different than when they're on Tumblr or when they're on Pinterest. Not to mention, all of these platforms have their own style, what I call their own slang, right? And if you roll into like the hottest club in New York City and your game is weak, you're going to get ostracized real quick. Putting the same picture on Pinterest that you put on Facebook doesn't work because the psychology of the female demo that's on Pinterest is very different. They're there for intent to buy or aspiration to buy. Whereas on Facebook, they're connecting psychologically with their family and friends. And so you need to know how to storytell differently in every single platform. So the context of the platform really matters, meaning animated GIFs for Tumblr, infographics for Pinterest, riding hashtags that are trending on Twitter. Even though, you know, today, you know, right now, Pat, you know that you wanted to tweet for people to vote for you on your podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But did you go look at the 10 trending topics and then pick one of them to try to incorporate into your copy? Because if you could make it natural and native, you'd get 600% better results if you did it that way.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I did
right.
not do that.
And so, like, and listen, for years I didn't do that, trying to sell wine or books. And I still don't sometimes. Like, I'm still going into bad habits, even though I wrote the book on it. So I know, I'm watching everybody. I know. But right now, you know, trending could be like, do it, right? Mm-hmm. Hashtag do it. And if you would have added that hashtag, you would have been seen by hundreds of people that maybe have never heard of you, and three of them might have become aware of you. And just by doing that, you would have gotten better results.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Carrie. I appreciate you calling me out on that because I need that.
No, but you don't have it. And listen, the best part is I just called myself out on it. I did a tweet yesterday on my book, and, you know, the Jets lost. I was pissed, and I didn't do it. I mean, like, listen, I know what it takes to get a six-pack sit-up-wise, right? And diet-wise, but I don't do it.
Uh-huh.
And so I could write a book philosophically of what people did, but I wanted to show them with 86 different case studies because I felt like that visually would drill into people's brains, because even if they do it 50% of the time, they're going to get dramatically bigger business results.
Mm. What are some companies that are doing it right that we might be able to follow and take their lead from?
So this is a dangerous question for me because the truth is I only looked at individual pieces of content. So even though Arby's sucked on Pinterest, and the Gansevoort Hotel did a great job on Instagram, and even though Lil Wayne sucked on Facebook and Selena Gomez did a great job on it, doesn't necessarily mean that they're good overall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the danger is, I don't want to give an all or nothing kind of answer. I think the truth is, I'm not sure. You know, I know the brands I work with at Vayner, I think, are very strong. I think, you know, Tropicana or GE or Nilla Wafers, I'm proud of our work on some of those brands, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, a lot of the people that are listening here are more personal brands, right? And entrepreneurs, small business. And, you know, very honestly, I believe most personal brands, like individuals, are doing a bad, bad job. I really do.
How come?
I think 90% of us are just in full right hook mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the other 10% don't know how to throw good right hooks and are only jabbing. And then I think most aren't going, listen, I was at the top of my game 2 years ago. And what I've learned in the last 2 years running VaynerMedia and like getting deep, like I'm not skin level deep anymore. I'm in the bone deep on all these nuances. That's why I felt compelled to write the book, because I felt like I was ready to write the 201 or the 301 to social media that hasn't been out there yet.
Right. Now, if I were starting from scratch, Gary, I mean, there's so many social media platforms out there, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, Vine, Instagram. I'm like, where do I start? Is there one or two that you would recommend that's where you start it? Or does it depend on something else?
It depends on what you're actually trying to sell, right? So if I'm selling fitness information, Pinterest becomes a hell of a lot more important if I'm trying to attack the female demo of 25 to 45. So it really depends on your business. If you're selling cool sneakers, maybe all of a sudden to 15, 22-year-olds, all of a sudden Tumblr becomes more important. But I would say that Facebook and Twitter, and to some degree now Instagram, are becoming musts.
Mm-hmm.
But Facebook and Twitter, if you're not on it, I just don't understand how you could even wrap your head around that.
Right, me too. What about Google+? I mean, that, you know,
I don't bet against Google+ because I know they're going to affect search and they're going to affect Android and email. And so, yes.
Yeah, they're trying hard over there, aren't they?
But you've seen how I treated it in the book. I didn't even do case studies for Google+. I just talked about it over, again, you didn't go through it carefully yet, but, you know, I only wrote a couple pages on it. I think Google Plus is a social network API that they'll use Google Plus to affect all their other products, and that there's no true heavy community there yet. There's a small one. There's an interesting one, but I don't think it's a must. In a world where, again, I'm trying to have empathy and use the context of this interview and trying to think about what I know about you and your audience, there's a lot of people here that if they're going to put themselves are time constrained, and I'd rather them really win on Facebook and Twitter if I had my way.
Cool. Thanks. Well, we're about 5 minutes from the end of the interview. Again, I know you're doing so much today. I want to ask you a couple more questions, and then we'll get into the promotion for the 50 free copies here. Now, let's say I'm not starting from scratch. Let's say I'm where I'm at now. I have about 70,000 Twitter followers, you know, 30, 40,000 people on Facebook. How do I take that to the next level? What's the 401 information instead of as opposed to the 101 stuff?
You're not doing it. And that's why I wrote this book. It's the hashtag writing. It's the understanding the analytical and creative variables. I mean, are you giving thoughts like putting a primary color in the top left corner of all your posts on your pictures? You're not. And so, like, you know, before 401, like, I'm convinced that if you really read this book, Pat, when you really read it, Pat, and you really go through all 86 case studies, that if you go and do that day in and day out for 60 to 360 days, that you're going to feel massive results in those platforms.
Sweet. I'll take you up on that. I'll do it. I will do it.
Yeah, I mean, like, think about it. When you're linking to your podcast, if you're letting that Facebook auto picture be created from the YouTube, from the iTunes URL, you're already doing a bad job.
Right. Right.
That if you took the extra minute, to, either you have the Photoshop skills or you find somebody does who can literally make a beautiful, like, kind of image card, right? You've seen the quote. Look, you follow me enough, and I can use this example, and I think some people listening probably follow me. You've seen what I started doing maybe 6 months ago, where I started putting out those Facebook posts where it's like a quote from one of my talks, and it just has this, like, pretty, like, background, and it's just a quote on a picture. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, those things freaking...
I can't not see them.
Yeah, exactly. And they're incredible, and they bring enormous awareness and get a ton of engagement. I think you should make one of those for every single person you interview from what you think was the best quote. And you put that in your screen, and then that's the picture, and then the link is to the iTunes download or wherever you're sending people to. You will get dramatically more engagement and a lot more people clicking and listening than if you're just using the iTunes URL. The problem is, just like me, we're all busy, and that's because we're all using social networks as distribution instead of using them as native platforms to actually tell stories. Get it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be honest with everybody out there. I'm just, as far as that's concerned, I know that's something I should do. I'm just lazy about it. And, you know,
I get it. I'm desperately interested in losing 15 pounds, you know, and I know what to do. And so, like, before you worry about 401, I just want you to do those things for like a half a year and just, like, really figure out the value of that. Or what time do you post? Or, Pat, have you ever thought about posting the information of your latest podcast at 9 o'clock Eastern, but then waiting and posting it at 9 o'clock on the West Coast? So when you post on Facebook, you're only posting to East Coast states when you post it at 9 o'clock. Because if you post it at 9 o'clock Eastern, it's 6 a.m. in San Francisco, you're missing half your audience.
Yeah. I mean, I usually do noon Eastern, which is when people are on lunch break, and then also coming into work on the West Coast. So yeah.
And that's a good strategy. But have you A/B tested it where you did that for half the states, like let's say 12 East Coast, 12 West Coast, and then later that day at 6 p.m., which is 6 p.m., or 9 p.m. 9 p.m. people are at home, but 6 p.m. they're leaving work, and then you do another 12 states, and then you figure out, wait a minute, it's not noon and 9. That's anecdotally correct, but what was really correct was 9 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, this is the difference between just doing it and then doing it to the next level and actually paying attention to these things, which can... You know, we put in so much hard work, everybody out here listening, we put in so much hard work into the content. We're doing ourselves a disservice by not taking it this far.
And that's why I wanted to put this out. And that's why in a world where everybody's going through their phone 100 miles an hour, putting a big picture of your logo and your stuff of that nature would be really, really a smart move, right? Because you're going to get many more of those impressions. and people are going to be reinforced with your face on it or things of that nature. So there's a lot of little tactical things in here. And like, I'm pumped because like now that I know you skimmed it, I think you're going to crap your pants when you go through it detail by detail, by case study by case study. It just, it's going to make people more of a ninja on the other side of it. And I think anybody who's listening right now for the last 9 minutes can really now understand, like, okay, wait a minute. For all I know about Gary Vee, and he's very hyper and charismatic, and he's good on stage, and he's this, that, and the other thing, but like, wait a minute, there might be a little bit of depth underneath there. And that's what this book was about, like sharing that depth with everybody.
Nice, dude. Well, Gary, I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're at the half hour mark, and you know, just sharing your insights and motivating me, and I know everybody else out there listening. Just, we appreciate you so much. And I want to ask you really quick and maybe talk with you just for another minute here. I have 50 copies to give away. What can we do to get people to take action and perhaps leave a comment talking about something on this post, smartpassiveincome.com/session89. Leave a comment there. But what is that comment going to be? How are we going to get people to take action? Maybe I will go in, or maybe you and I together later, or somebody on
now,
your team.
Now, in the comment section, are they able to like link?
Yes.
I think what you should ask everybody to do is to post on their social networks their best jab or their best right hook and link it, and then pick the 50 that you thought were the best.
I love it. Let's do it. Okay. Yeah. So everybody,
maybe I'll even allocate 7 minutes and jump into the comment section and pick a couple myself of things that I think are good.
Cool, dude. I love it. Okay. I will talk about the details about that after I hang up with Gary here. Just Gary, thank you so much for your time. I hope we can connect again in the future. And I know everybody's going to enjoy the book.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks for writing it. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. Woo. All right. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Gary Vaynerchuk. One quote that he said that I just want to reiterate is this. It's the problem is we're all using social networks as distribution instead of native platforms to actually tell stories. Get it? End quote. And that just resonates with me so much. And I'll tell you, when I've told stories, and even these complete long Facebook posts that are stories, and you've heard a little bit about this in my last episode with Srini, who talked about how he actually created a book by posting these incredibly long stories and really deep insights into his life, and that turned into a best-selling book. That's where all the power is in social media, is being able to tell your story. And again, this book explains how to do that and gives you the utility to make sure you're doing it the best way, because your content and your site and everything that you have to share with the world, the value that you have to give is worth something. And we want to make sure that we give it the best chance possible to be found, to be read, to be shared, and to give back to you for all that you're giving away. So thank you so much again. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like Gary and I talked about, I'll be giving away 50 copies of Jab, 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 Right Hook. There's a lot of details that go along with that. But again, I want you to post a comment on this particular podcast episode in the show notes on the blog. You can go to smartpassiveincome.com/session89 and include only one link. If you include two links, it'll hold it as spam. Include one link. Tell me if it's a jab or a right hook. A jab is something you're giving away, content, you know, something, you know, that's your give. Or it could be a right hook. And you tell me in the comments it's your right hook and it's your ask. You know, that post where you are sort of, I guess, redeeming all the jabs that you've given away. So either a jab or a right hook, smartpassiveincome.com/session89. Already, I've put a lot of Gary's tips for jabs and right hooks into Facebook and Twitter. And I've... You know, there are results there. So I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to hopefully leave a comment so you can get entered into the drawing. And, you know, depending on how many we get, I don't know, it might be very difficult to, you know, go through all of them and find the top 50 that I like the best. I mean, that may be easy. Maybe not. I'll go through it and we'll see. It, you know, typically when I've done these contests in the past, it's just you do it to enter and then I'll randomly select 50 people. But again, I really want to try and make sure you do your best here. So we'll see. Go to smartpassiveincome.com/session89. All the details will be there as far as how this contest runs. And if you're watching this in the future, or excuse me, if you're listening to this in the future, way down the road after this contest has ended, and I'll probably give it a week. Again, details on the blog. You should come by anyway, because you're going to see a massive number of posts and examples of jabs and right hooks from the SPI community, and hopefully it'll inspire you and teach you along the way too. Again, thank you so much for your support, everyone. Gary, if you're listening to this, and if you made it all the way through, thank you so much for your time. The next episode, we're in the 90s of the SPI podcast, closing in on episode 100. I can't believe we made it this far. Episode 89 was fantastic, and I will continue to bring you great guests, great information, great content to help take you to the next level. Team SPI, I love you guys. I appreciate you. Now, go make something awesome happen. Seriously. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Entrepreneurs, what is the smart way to save when your growing business takes you on the road? Whether you're going to events or conventions or you're speaking somewhere, no matter what it is, you need to sign up for a free membership with Hertz Business Rewards. Yep, Hertz Rental Car created a program to help small and mid-sized businesses save money. Work trips, client meetings, industry conferences. With Hertz Business Rewards, you save at least 20% every time you rent a car. And you'll save on more than just the daily rate. Members earn credits redeemable toward free rental days, and it's also free to add an additional driver if any additional coworkers come along. And for those Gen Z entrepreneurs out there, no young renter fees. Plus, sign up for Hertz Business Rewards today and earn 3x credit during your first 90 days. These benefits add up to big savings that stack more dollars in your wallet. Join for free at hertz.com/businessrewards. Applies to base rate, taxes, fees, and options excluded. Additional terms and exclusions apply. Visit hertz.com/businessrewards to learn more. Hey, if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I've got one for you. It's called Dirty Money, and it's like a hybrid between a true crime and a business podcast. So hosts Jonathan Small and Dan Bova tell the tales of legendary scammers, con artists, and barely legal lowlifes who stop at nothing to rake in millions. Recent episodes include a man who looted $100 million from his own company. Crazy. Give it a listen. Head on over to Dirty Money right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.